My dear friends in Christ Jesus, we thank God and we thank each one of you and also those in the radio audience for the privilege of presenting to you the good news of God's steadfast and unchanging love for you. And we pray for you this morning a double measure of God's Holy Spirit as He uses these lips of clay to bring to you His message for you from God's holy word. I do not know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future. We rejoice as we behold God's amazing grace in blessing this school of the prophets, and if the Lord tarries, all of you will continue to grow in knowledge and in faith as you prepare for service as ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ, and eventually He will send you out to various places throughout our Father's world. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, we have the text for this meditation. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the world, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. This pericope portion of Scripture proclaims that Jesus Christ is the absolute central aspect of our Christian faith. God's revelation is centered in the person of Jesus Christ, who was made flesh. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And then in verse 14 of that same chapter 1 of the Gospel of John, we are told the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus' teaching was unique in one respect, and that refers to what He said and taught about Himself. He said, "I and the Father are one." He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And you will recognize I am as the name for Jehovah God, who told Moses to tell the people, "Tell them that I am sent you." And Jesus used that name repeatedly, and He said, "I am the door, I am the bread, I am the good shepherd, I am the water of life, I am the bright morning star." He used that I am continually, and that is the name for the eternal God. So Jesus claimed to be God. People who are devotees of world religions believe in God, but they vary as far as the identity of the God they worship. Christians believe that Jesus Christ is God, and that is unique. There is no other world religion that recognizes Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God. God revealed the good pleasure of His will, as St. Paul informs us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. God intended for all things to center in Jesus Christ. That's God's ultimate purpose, to unite all things on earth and in heaven in His Son. The whole created order has its significance in relation to him. He's the absolute center and hub from which all created things come and emanate and go forth. Everything is centered in Jesus Christ, and God raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, which is recorded by Paul in verse 20 of that same first chapter of Ephesians. Now this means that Jesus Christ is Lord. It means that he has been elevated by the Father to have all rule and dominion and a power and authority. And so the ascension of Christ signifies his return to the supremacy and sovereignty which was his before he became the babe of Bethlehem. And so Jesus Christ is the final revelation of God the Father. Jesus Christ is the head of all things for the church. He makes all things work together for our good. And Jesus Christ sends out the members of the church to reclaim everything that rightfully belongs to him. All things are placed under him and manifest his glory. They minister to the glory of Jesus Christ. And so we are told in the scripture which was read before that Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So Jesus is God, and in him all the fullness of the Godhead dwells. So Jesus Christ gives us not only one-third of the Holy Trinity, but he says, the Father and I are one. He says the Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, he speaks of me. The Holy Spirit glorifies me. And so in Jesus Christ we see the Holy Trinity. The incarnation lasted not only for 33 years, but Jesus ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God and rules over all things. And from that position now he dispenses his gifts to his church. Jesus Christ became a human being. He left his throne in heaven, was born the babe of Bethlehem. Why? What condescension? So that you and I might have fellowship with him forever in heaven. And he has selected you to be his ambassadors to share this good news with the whole world. What a tremendous privilege, and what a tremendous responsibility. On the throne of my life sits either Jesus Christ or myself. Total commitment to Jesus Christ means that he lives and rules in my heart. It means that I take up my cross daily and follow him. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Does Jesus Christ sit on the throne of your heart? All men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which has sent him. Jesus Christ is Lord. God loves you with an everlasting love. He offers you fellowship with him forever in heaven through faith in the babe in the manger, who is Christ the Lord. God offers you a blessed future now and throughout all eternity. May God grant to each one of us, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who is the Lord over all, that we may dwell with him forever in heaven. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.